This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Last night I was coming to grips with the weather. And it wasn't ever bad, but it did bring up a lot of questions. It was bad enough around me to where power was going out all around me, and I lost power a couple of times. But that was not the question that it brought up. So stick with me on this, because I want to go through this, because we're going to do something. JT and I are going to do something on this. JT is a very well-prepared sheriff's deputy. If things were to go bad, I'm making my way to JT's house. I will become indispensable to JT. That's what I'll be doing, trying to be indispensable. And it has to do with his level of preparedness. Now, with preparedness, and I'm going to go out on the limb and be sort of stupid with this, I'm going to try to prepare for everything from the zombie apocalypse back. I figure that way if I'm, and listen, if you, now for preppers, if you want to find out really where the hard part comes in dealing with things, just try living without electricity, without refrigerated food, without power, without lights, without hot water. Try living without those things. And ask yourself, how do I substitute for those things? Now, I was prepared to a degree. I had everything as ready as I could get it, except I was not impressed with my overall readiness. And simply because it'll be fun to prepare, that's why I'm going to do what I'm going to do. So the first thing we're going to do is JT and I, we're going to film this. We're going to make a get home bag. Now, get home bag is not the same thing as a bug out bag. A bug out bag is like a 72-hour bag. You got to get out of town. You got to get out in the woods. You got to go somewhere. And a bug out bag has got to have a lot of stuff in it. A get home bag, on the other hand, does not have to have nearly as much stuff. But then there's being here. Now, water, I had water. Food. I had food, although I'm not satisfied. I've got like 2.5 cases of MREs. I probably need at least that many more, if not triple that amount, because an MRE, a case of MREs is 12. So with three people living in a household, which is what I have here, that means that a case is going to be gone in 4 meals. So if we're eating 2 meals a day, that means that we might possibly be able to hold out on 2 cases for 4 days. Is 4 days enough? What do you think? How far out should I prepare for this? How far out should I project my necessary need to make sure that there's at least 2 meals a day? Food goes a long way. Food goes a long way. And here we are, around here in the upstate of South Carolina, temperatures dropped about 20 degrees. We had a lot of driving wind. We had a lot of power outages. A lot of driving rain. Being out in the open in that would have been miserable. But it would not have been undoable. It just would have been miserable. But, there's an art to finding a way to making things work. So, I've got to work on that. So, to that end, I'm looking for preppers. Now, I know some of you out there know more about it than I do. But I need to prepare for, I guess, just for a total lack of power. So to that end, I think I'm going to start prepping for EMP. Which means that a lot of things that I do today wouldn't be done, at least for a little while. But I don't know how widespread it would be and how bad it would be. We've had EMPs before, or we've seen EMPs. The Soviets used to do it on one of the stands all the time. I don't remember which one of the... When they were the Soviet Union, they popped. They popped an EMP over one of their provinces, one of their satellites. And everything did crash, but in some cases, some of those transformers lasted for 2 weeks before they went down. It's not an instantaneous blackout. And you would have had to have thought back in the, I believe this was back in the 60s or the 50s when they did this. You would have to think that back then, even though, now things might have been newer. But then again, I don't know, in the 50s, our stuff was brand new. It wasn't nearly as old and out of date as it is today. But what would you do? Have you ever asked yourself that question? What would you do without a microwave and a refrigerator and hot water and all of those things that you take? We take all of that stuff for granted. When I was in the military, it was very easy to shift from one to the other because we knew, the military in the 80s, the modern battlefield where I was stationed in Europe was in Europe. It was right just outside the gate. So, yeah, we spent some time in the woods, but there was, in today's world, amenities are not going to be that, they're not going to be gone for that long because we're pretty smart when it comes to restoring things, but you still have to get from point A to point B. And, of course, the weaponry. The weaponry, the plate carriers, where would that come into play? In my case, I think the very best bet in the beginning would be to hunker down and then to figure out where you're going to go and then get there. But in the case of an EMP, are you going to be able to get there? Can you walk that far? Those are all questions. Now, I have bikes, so I wouldn't have to walk. As a matter of fact, in certain cases, some of the distances I could probably cover, 60 miles in a day. So it's not that bad. But I am not impressed with my level of preparation, and I'm going to change that, and I'm going to post what I find out. I'm going to post what I figure out, because this is, it's not one of those things where you sit back and think, I can get by without it. I know a lot of people who didn't make any special preparations, and this time around, it turned out to be correct. But we've had in recent memory, we've had an ice storm about 12 years ago here, and we were without power for 10 days. And we had to learn to adapt in the cold. It wasn't very comfortable, and it wasn't a whole lot of fun, so I'm going to work on that. But that was just my first impression off of this. It wasn't. I wasn't impressed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, parts of the United States right now affected by Harvey and Irma, of course, you would consider them to be somewhat lawless right now, although they're doing their very level best to try to contain things. What's happening in Chicago? Apparently, this is the beginning of the end for Chicago, because they're responding to the decline and fall of civil order there. They're like children deciding which presents to open first on Christmas morning. So in the Windy City, there the miscreants must choose among the many opportunities provided by encroaching anarchy. And right now, the cool kid gangsters have decided that carjacking is what's in. According to CWB Chicago, which is a very feisty monitor of crime in a couple of Chicago's hippest neighborhoods, this brings us the astounding increase in carjacking downtown and in other upscale neighborhoods, because that's where the nice cars are. Coming from CWB Chicago, through August, vehicular hijackings were up 30% year over year, with up 183% compared to 2015. The loop, I guess, which is an area, saw a 1,200% increase versus 2015, with River North up 500%. The 19th Police District, which includes Lakeview, Uptown, North Center, and the north end of Lincoln Park, is up 200% compared to 2 years ago. And the criminals are getting more blatant about it. In a recent case that resulted in arrests, two Austin men were charged with stopping a Loop Hotel's valet driver in traffic while he drove a customer's Audi A5 to a parking lot around 9 p.m. 22-year-old Amos Gibson, on parole for unlawful use of a weapon, pointed a silver revolver at the valet's head, while 19-year-old D'Anthony Nance opened the passenger side door and grabbed the keys while demanding control of the car. The 53-year-old valet was not injured, and cops caught up with Gibson and Nance minutes later on the 600 block of South Wabash. Gibson's charged with attempted vehicular hijacking and unlawful use of a weapon by a felon on parole. His bail is set at $225,000. Nance, who cops said is an admitted four-corner hustler street gang member, is charged with attempted vehicular hijacking with a firearm. His bail information was not available. Now, looking at this the way this goes today, if you want to figure out where this leads to, all you have to do is consider Johannesburg, South Africa. There used to be a time when a lot of big companies had a lot of their executives based there. And coming out of Johannesburg, you can hear astounding stories of the level of chaos and violence that still affects motorists today. There's a product which was developed for South African drivers worried about the everyday hazard of armed carjacking. This is a tap in to the fuel line, which has a high pressure attachment to it, which then turns the gasoline into an aerosol. It is pushed out with the push of a button. You have a foot plunger or something there. You can arm it on the dash, and you have a foot plunger there. And when you punch the foot plunger, you basically have a out and up flamethrower, which throws out a 4 foot wide curtain of flame. Now, for a carjacker to be standing in there, at that particular moment, that means, at the very least, he is caught on fire. If not, and since it's blowing out and up, inhaling fire kills you. It just absolutely, you're done. You are absolutely done. That's one of those things. I mean, they're advertising it. These stores you go to where you see as seen on TV. This is one of these television advertisements that they have going on in South Africa. Then there's the Carlton Hotel in downtown Johannesburg, a famous, world-famous luxury hotel that was rebuilt as a 30-story tower in 1972. Had to close in 1998. A civil order, which was maintained brutally by the apartheid regime, collapsed, and downtown Johannesburg became too dangerous for people with money that were Caucasian. Businesses and affluent residents have relocated to the suburbs. And when you're now here, we call them gated communities. Over there, they are fortified communities. I do mean fortified. I mean, like, if you make it into the neighborhood, which taxi cabs can, Uber drivers can, if you're not one of those two and you don't have some sort of a credential to get in there, I imagine that's pretty dicey. But I would also imagine that when you make it in there, everybody knows that you are in there. And you're being watched the whole time there. And I don't know how much mischief you can get into before you're going to get tapped. Because there's a lot of bodyguards in there. So that's the kind of thing that exists in Johannesburg. Which all began with this kind of street crime. And then in Johannesburg, if you have a nice car, which there's money in Johannesburg, you probably have one of these flamethrowers mounted to it. And I mean, it works on both sides of the car, too. It cracks me up. It's like mounting 50 calibers on your front end. But this is where this all leads. This breakdown of civil order. Now, you've heard that movie, The Purge. You've heard of that movie, The Purge, where for 24 hours, all laws are suspended. Think about that every day. Maybe not to that degree. But where law and order is really more of a facade than it is a reality. And that's the problem you have when these things go to their final destination, when they make it as far as they're going to go. So, I can't remember what they called that thing either. What do they call that flamethrower? Let me see. Let's go to that page real quick and see what they call that. It is called, it doesn't say. It doesn't say what it's called, but it's a product now. It's a little bit like getting hydraulics on your car, except this is a flamethrower on either side. Out and up. That's what's happening in Chicago today. Yeah. Lovely, isn't it? This is the way of the liberals, too. This is, hey, liberals, this is your stuff. This is, you know, civil order is not there anymore. What are you going to do? How far are you going to take it to fix it? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. There's this fantasy that without discrimination that every demographic slice of this nation would be proportionately represented in every aspect of human endeavor, good or bad. And that is actually part of the official dogma of a whole lot of segments of government today. And what that means is that whatever percentage is, you know, whichever ethnic slice you find yourself in, if it's 50%, then you're represented in everything by 50%. 50% of everything is from your ethnic group. Now, that's not the way it works out, but that's the way government wants it to work out. And recently, the Portland Police Bureau has decided they don't like the way things are looking. So we get this. Portland police will no longer maintain a database of suspected gang members due to concerns that the vast majority of the people with the gang label are racial minorities. So in other words, there's not enough white gangs. Starting October 15th, the Portland Police Bureau will end the 20-year practice of issuing gang member designations, which they say can lead to unintended consequences and a lifelong stigma for those who've given up the gang lifestyle. Officials intend to notify the approximately 300 people on the gang list that the Bureau will purge all records related to the designations. Now, this is sort of, they're sort of implying that this is mostly cosmetic, like the assault weapon designation. They say there are still criminal gang members. That doesn't go away because we don't have a gang designation, said Captain Mike Krantz. We're not pretending gang violence doesn't exist. We're just taking this one thing away. very carefully constructed that comment. The good captain is not saying there will be no impact, that law enforcement will not be unaffected. In fact, the logic that created the database must include a reasonable expectation that it would be a useful tool. Now, you know why this change is being made. This is virtue signaling coming from politicians and bureaucrats as they surrender to the community activists. And here's the problem. For all of those out there that are looking for the open borders, the vast majority, percentage-wise, of gang members in the United States is Hispanic, not black. Hispanic. We know this. We know this. This is the same thing as Obama not wanting to get out and is, you know, the whole Islamic fundamentalist label thing. According to Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, he says this is too long coming. It was the right thing to do. They feel that when they attach the gang designation to criminal suspects, they claim the practice disproportionately impacts people of color. Now, I want you to think about that statement just for a minute. Suddenly, it's becoming racist to point things out that are happening. And you know what? I think cosmetically, I think it's like 37% of gang members are Hispanic, 28% are black. Which is what? That's 65%. So the other 35% are made up of Asians and Europeans of some from some stripe or something. Which would, you know, the Europeans, let's call them the Caucasians. So we don't want to call a criminal anymore, or a gang criminal. Now, I hope there's no increase in gang-related violence, especially on the part of the former members on that list. Their victims probably will not agree that removing this tool is the right thing to do. But in Portlandia now, if you are, say, a member of the Mennonites, you're just as likely to be a gang member as, I don't know, a family portrait from MS-13. So are they saying that we're under-incarcerating certain groups? Because here's the thing, if there are groups out there that are committing crime, I don't care what color you are if you commit crime, I think if you get caught, you should have the book thrown at you. That includes me. And, you know, you pay the price. Okay? That part, I'm almost certain, has never been in question. But getting out there and being worried about the underrepresentation of a certain group in a jail or on a list, well, I don't know what it would be. But that's what that means. Now, because the numbers are not jibing and they're not meeting a template. But what would the template be? Where does the template stop? What would that be? Now, there's certain members of the black community that call things for what they are. Now, I will freely admit to anybody listening to me that black lives, Caucasian lives, Asian lives, European lives, all lives matter. And if that makes some Black Lives Matter activists mad, that's fine. What are you going to do about what's happening in, say, Chicago? We had 762 murders That's nearly 10% of the murders in the United States. 10% of the gun murders in the United States happened almost in Chicago. Almost 10%. If you did something about that, and Baltimore, and Detroit, and all of New Jersey, and New York City, and L.A., if you did something about those areas where young black men are most likely to become victims because they don't have families, and if these young black offenders kick in your door, whether you're black or white, are you wanting to, are you going to sit there and say, well, you know, I'm not going to do anything about this because I feel you are oppressed. I know that you didn't probably have a mom or dad, so you're oppressed, so I'm going to let you have what you got to have, okay? Are you going to do that, or are you just going to suck up the blows that they're going to be hitting you with? You probably won't have that long to say too much. I'll put it that way. But violence is violence. Violence is colorblind. Crime is colorblind. As soon as we can adapt that mindset, we might actually get somewhere. I'm not interested in any particular type of target. Okay? If a white offender or if a white predator tries to rob me, okay, I'm not going to be relieved or anything because he's Caucasian. And I'm not going to be enraged if he's black. I'm just going to be reactive. But they're going down that. That's a very primrose path to be going down. So hopefully that doesn't mess with Portlandia that much. Andy, did you see that thing I sent to you in the Comrex? Okay, good deal. I just want to make sure we were good on that one. All right, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Lock and load. Republicans, you guys are supposed to be pro-gun. That's how the Democrats paint you. That's how you paint yourselves. Because after all, the Second Amendment is a sacred right and must be defended, right, Republicans? Following the shooting of Representative Steve Scalise at the hands of a deranged leftist terrorist, Representative Thomas Massie introduced a bill for national reciprocity. This would have taken the concealed carry permit and treated it the same way as a marriage license or a driver's license. A permit in one state would be recognized in every other state. And that bill has stalled. And Representative Massie points the finger at Speaker of the House Paul Ryan. He says Speaker Paul Ryan will not allow congressional action on national concealed carry reciprocity to move bills forward. The reason given is Ryan thinks the timing isn't right to consider H.R. 2909, the D.C. Personal Protection Reciprocity Act, a supplement to state reciprocity provisions of H.R. 38. Massey told, he said, we've got 80 sponsors, co-sponsors at this point, which is currently and procedurally in the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform because Congress has oversight responsibility for Washington, D.C. He's pressing for a hearing on it. We haven't seen movement over either 38 or 2909 since the horrific events in Virginia, he was asked. In the Senate, it appears that Mitch McConnell appears to be blocking bills advancing the right to keep and bear arms. And Massey said, you know what, the Speaker told me he didn't think the timing was right, and I think this is the exact timing to bring this bill. And I have to agree with the representative on this one. This is exactly the right time. You've got control of both chambers, and you've got the White House. And that may not necessarily be the case after the midterms. And unless Ryan is thinking the right time is just a couple of months away, he's wasting this opportunity to strike a meaningful blow for the Second Amendment. Assuming what Massey says is accurate.
And yet, despite all this, he's likely to maintain his Pro 2A credentials. After all, those good grades from pro-gun organizations are typically dependent on how they vote on Second Amendment-related legislation. How they vote against gun control bills when they spring up, or vote in favor of repealing gun control laws, maybe propose a few pro-gun bills, and you get a good grade from the gun groups. But here's the thing. What if you don't allow it to be up for a vote? How do you get past that one? In fairness, that's all they have to go on in a lot of cases. The backroom deals are, by definition, out of the limelight, and they're very hard to quantify. And as it stands, all we have is Thomas Massie's word for what's transpiring, which means groups like the NRA may be hesitant to base any part of their grading on such claims. But none of that really matters. National reciprocity, as well as other program legislation, needs to get forward, move forward, get passed, and then be signed by Trump. And then somebody needs to explain why the timing isn't good for it right now. Now, the left has gone crazy over guns at protests, screaming and ranting and raving that armed people at protests are an automatic recipe for danger. And the latest effort comes from Politico, where they complain about lax gun laws are allowing firearms at protests. They wrote, domestic extremist groups ranging from white supremacists to their rival Antifa anarchists are increasingly exploiting loose gun control laws to show up at emotionally charged rallies with assault rifles and other high-powered weapons, increasing the likelihood of an explosive clash in an American city, according to law enforcement officials, who we don't name. What makes a current threat environment especially combustible are open carry laws in many states that allow civilians to display virtually any gun in public. Can you imagine that? Any gun that they want, often with no permit, training, or background check required, according to federal and state enforcement, which means they're legal. That's another way of saying they're legal. Former FBI Supervisory Special Agent James Gagliano asked, why would you let someone bring an AR-15 to a hate rally? How did you get your badge, pal? Let's look at places where Antifa has shown up to combat what they see as the forces of evil. Let's start with Berkeley. Even if you chalk up the riots on campus when Yiannopoulos was scheduled to speak to overzealous students rather than Antifa, we still have what many have called the Battle of Berkeley. And there, Antifa attacked a free speech rally after rally attendees were disarmed by regulations, and not just guns. They are also told not to bring anything that could be used as a weapon, and then they were attacked over and over again. Antifa has attacked its opponents physically. Yet it's Charlottesville, where there were scuffles breaking out all over the place. Nothing like in Berkeley. And why was that? Maybe it had to do with those guys with those guns. Reports abound that the armed militia that was present defused fights over and over again. Guys with guns prevented violence. But what about that one person arrested for discharging his weapon? The short version could be, the case could be made, that that individual felt someone was in danger, primarily by an improvised flamethrower. But whether he's a member of the Klan or not is irrelevant. Because rights exist for all of us, each and every one of us. And that's what makes them rights rather than privileges. Whether someone is a member of the Klan, the Antifa, the Ruritan Club, the Cub Scouts, it doesn't matter. Those rights exist, and they are sacrosanct. And we don't have to like what someone who exercises their rights believes in. That's the beauty of the country. If the individual who fired in Charlottesville is found to have done so illegally, then he should be and will be punished. That's what happens if you misuse your rights. But more gun laws wouldn't have reduced the carnage of Charlottesville. That would have allowed the chaos to grow because the police were outnumbered and they weren't doing anything. The evil and dangerous militia have been credited with helping the police. And the only person there that was killed was run over by a Dodge Challenger. And that's not made by Smith & Wesson or Ruger or Colt or any of these companies. That was made by a car company. So, further, rights are always a delicate balance, and some people do horrible things with theirs. As a result of Marx and Hitler having the freedom to say what they wanted to, millions died. That doesn't mean we should regulate free speech. So the mere presence of guns at a rally, all it really shows, definitively, is that Politico can't handle that. And they've got to scream for more gun control. But that's just fear. This is fear on display. Fear of an armed populace. Fear of an issue that didn't occur. Which, coincidentally, you know, Paul Ryan did talk about the need for more gun control because there was no gun stuff happening in Charlottesville. That still boggles my mind. Now, we were going to do this in the second hour. We're going to do this in the third now. But coming up in the third hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. John Adine from the DRGO. They have come up because people were asking them this. A lot of people were coming to them because DRGO does not like your doctor, when you see them, making it a condition or part of the treatment to ask you about guns. So what they're doing is they're going to put together an app or a website, and I'll let John explain all of this, but they're going to put together something to where they're going to give you a list of names of doctors that you can go to in your area that aren't going to pry into your private life. All right, Mr. Freddy, you're here for your heart to be looked at one more time. Tell me, how many handguns do you own? Well, none in my chest. Very funny. I'm afraid we can't go any further till we answer these questions. Okay, well, I guess we're not going any further. When I go to John's website that they're putting together, I won't have to do that. Hour number two looms on the horizon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.